Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, 623, Brock Hunter.
What up, kid?
Yeah, ace. All right, let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products, so you are never, ever, 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 ever thirsty. You like that? That's a lot of evers.
How many evers?
That's a lot. I lost count.
Is that forever and ever? You'll never, ever be thirsty
forever,
again?
Ever. That's it. Right. Read your damn sports.
For God's sakes, let's move on. Major League Baseball yesterday, White Sox beating the Indians 8-0. Damn. Tigers beating the Astros 6-4, and the Brewers beating the Cubs 7-0. Today, Indians going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Tigers going to be at Oakland playing A's at 9:40. Cubs are off. More baseball news. Let's just go right into this. I want to rant a little bit here. Okay. Baseball news. Today, Thursday, would be a good day to watch some Major League Baseball, as it's Jackie Robinson Day. Hey, all right. Every player will be wearing jersey number 42. And many teams will be holding special events to honor Robinson's accomplishments, both on and off the field. Great. I mean, I guess it's a great day to honor somebody like a legend, like Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
If you're a big baseball fan, you know.
Yeah.
So, if you want to celebrate that, wear the number 42 today in honor
of
Mr. Robinson himself.
Obviously, big day. You know, he broke the color barrier in sports, in baseball and everything. Amazing athlete. Unbelievable athlete. Actually, the movie 42 with Chadwick Boseman, awesome, like, movie biography of Jackie Robinson. But isn't that really confusing if everyone's wearing number 42?
Yeah.
Because some
number
teams,
42. We're all 42.
Some teams don't have names on the back of their jerseys. And it's all right, I'm not exactly, who was that? The announcers are just like, what do we do?
I don't know who. I'm in the nosebleeds. I can't see that far.
I'm so confused. Right, we'll see how it works out.
So maybe you'll see the number 42 out on the field today if you're watching baseball.
There you go.
It was kind of a big day today in history. Yeah. So, pro football, moving on. A list of teams sitting out of voluntary workouts continues to grow in the NFL. Yesterday, the Lions and the New England Patriots joined the Broncos, Seahawks, and Buccaneers with their decision to opt out, explaining that their players are uncomfortable gathering until coronavirus is more under control. All right. You want me to rant a little bit just for one second? They just don't want to practice. Come on. You just don't want to practice. I know what you're doing. I got you. And I kind of understand it, too. It's the NFL. I mean, I'm not saying I've ever gone through an NFL practice, but, I mean, it feels like every time that a player gets out of the field, practice, game, any situation, they're opt to bust a knee. They're opt to break an ankle. They're opt to have an injury that's going to end their, payday, I should say, really. I don't know. How do you feel?
It's kind of like back in high school when we didn't want to practice, so we tried to convince the coach that there was a storm coming. Like, I don't know, coach. I think that's lightning over there.
It's pretty dark over there.
We probably shouldn't do it today. We probably should just hang out and watch the cheerleaders practice inside the gymnasium.
You know?
We don't feel like
practicing. It was lightning, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's my guess. I don't know, though.
Yeah. I really think some of these players, though, are just like, you know, if I could just go in and play the game and go home and smoke my weed, I'll be fine.
That's all we need. You know, maybe, because a lot of it, they're not going that ham.
Practice anymore.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah.
You know, I think I only wear pads like one day out of the week now.
Which even then, too, they're probably like, really, what are we doing? This professional athletes, do we need to have the pads on? Maybe
right.
not.
Pretty sure everybody here knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to practice. You got to keep the momentum going. You got to, keep the plays fresh and you got to study. But yeah, it's not like back in the day, Brock. We're doing three a days, the Thursday before a Friday night game.
You're trying to, earn your spot on there each single time,
Right.
Just trying to rip each other's heads off in practice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired.
So there you go, man. It's a light day in sports. I mean, we got the Jackie Robinson thing going on, a little baseball action, but
besides that, I don't know.
Mm. Ain't got much more else, man. So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off. Make it off. The way you move your body got me so turned up, like. Hey, so sexy, got me caught up in the moment, like. Hey, keep playing.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, like.
The way your booty popping make me go like, yeah.
Yeah.
So caught up in the moment, got me going like, yeah, I don't know.
Love it. I absolutely love
we're
it.
Gonna have to get, we're going to have to get rid of that one because I sing it every time, and I'm going to blow out my larynx one of these times.
Have you ever seen Little John? God, I'm white. Little John without his sunglasses?
I don't think don't. I have, no.
Don't.
No. Is it scary?
Don't look that up. It'll ruin the whole thing
well,
for you.
Now
just,
I gotta,
just continue
now I
to sing him
it.
With sunglasses.
Little John. No.
It's like looking up James Harden, you know, the basketball player, without a beard. Don't do it. It'll ruin everything you know about the guy.
Dude, he doesn't have a lot without
he doesn't. There's like one picture, I think.
Is it the one from him from graduation?
Yes. Yeah. That funny.
How did that guy become one of the biggest rappers and
he put on sunglasses. I'm telling you, he put on sunglasses and he hasn't taken them off. He's not taking them off.
Do you think he goes to bed with sunglasses on?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Just in case somebody got a picture of him without him. I love the guy. He's a great guy.
He's definitely a sunglasses guy.
Oh, yeah. At all times.
Anyway. Okay.
It'd be like, dude, I'm telling you, if James Harden shaved his beard, he'd be like, you're out of the NBA until you grow that thing back.
He actually doesn't have a chin underneath there. It's just.
He's got a round face, a big round face, and it doesn't look like James Harden at all. Anyway.
I'm not happy about this. I wish he never would have said anything. My life would have been fine without it. But all joking aside, there's like two photos of him without sunglasses on.
Seriously?
That I see.
It's very rare. I don't even think his wife, if he has a wife, knows what he looks like without him.
Crazy. All right. Anyway. Well. Fun fact for you, we got to do sports, so let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I don't know how to segue out of that. That's the problem.
It's a tough segue.
That's the problem. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great products. So what? You're never thirsty, all right? Ever. Ever.
Thirsty. Never. Thirsty. Let's kick it off with the NBA last night. Clippers beat the Pistons 100-98. A close one there. Magic beating the Bulls 115-106. And the Pacers beating the Red Rockets 132-124. NHL tonight, the Blackhawks going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7:30. There were some scores. Oh, no, there wasn't any scores yesterday. Let's kick it off right to Major League Baseball yesterday. White Sox beating the Indians 8-0. Damn. Tigers beating the Astros 6-4. There you go.
Hey.
Beat them up. Beat them up.
Hey.
The Asterix. And the Brewers beating the Cubs 7-0. More baseball news here for you. Today would be a good day to watch some Major League Baseball as it's Jackie Robinson Day. Every player will be wearing a jersey number 42. And many teams will be holding special events to honor Robinson's accomplishments both on and off the field. Very important day in baseball and really just kind of American history.
Yeah,
really.
For sure. For sure. God, that guy could play some baseball, man. Obviously, he broke the color barrier in the MLB and faced a lot of adversity. But, man, that guy could just smoke a baseball. Unbelievable.
Okay. It was the day Babe Ruth was like, man, no more cranking home runs.
It's like, wow, this guy's so much better than me. I'm sitting here with a cabbage leaf under my head, and this guy's just rounding base. Yeah.
Smoking cigars.
Babe Ruth's winning by the second base, and then you got guys like Jackie Robinson coming through. And he's like, oh, okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's an athlete. Gotcha.
Hey,
gotcha.
That guy's good. That guy's good.
Yeah.
Kick it off, pro football news, man. Let's move on from that a little bit. The list of teams sitting out voluntary workouts continues to grow in the NFL. Yesterday, Lions and the Patriots joined the Broncos, Seahawks, and Bucks with their decision to opt out, explaining that their players are uncomfortable gathering until Corona is more under control. So
they just don't want to practice. Like you said last
I know
time.
Exactly that's what
it.
You're doing.
That's it. The bums.
I want to sit on the stairs for gym class today. I'm not dressing. You know, I
can't make me. Yeah.
You know, every practice, it's a potential break of a knee or an ankle, and there goes your paycheck. You know, I get it. I bet you a lot of NFL players, if they could just show up to the games and play and then go back home and smoke some weed, they'd do it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so things are changing, man. It's not like back in the day. You know what? My dad used to have to take salt tablets in high school football because the coach thought if they were thirsty during practice that they wouldn't get as thirsty during the game when it really mattered.
Don't
Here's
you go,
some salt tablets.
Don't you go dying on me now. We got a lot of football to play.
I can't wrap my brain around that. It wasn't that long ago either.
Yep.
How times have changed. Now they don't even, there's like no contact in practice anymore.
Now the pros are a bunch of pussies. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. Or they're just smart, one of the two.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's your sports this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.